afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the South African Astronomical Observatory, which, as you may know, is in Observatory. And we're here at the History of Astronomy Symposium. Now, you may not think about the history of astronomy in terms of things like gamma rays and physics, but actually, there's a lot going on in South Africa and to do with the history of astronomy in South Africa, which isn't just about looking at the objects in the night sky like stars, but there's all sorts of other stuff going on up there. And here to talk about gamma rays in particular, it's Christo Venter, who's a professor, and he's going to tell us all about what he does. And particularly, we want to know, what are gamma rays and cosmic rays?
Hi Ketchel, thanks for the opportunity. So gamma rays are very high energy photons. So if you look up in the night sky, you would see photons and stars twinkling. And gamma rays are photons, but with energies of 10 to the 9 to 10 to the 11 times more energy in a photon.
So we can't see them?
You can't see them by eye, no. Luckily the atmosphere protects us from those, so that's helpful. But you also do get some of these things in nuclear processes, they are formed there as well, but now we are talking about gamma rays from outer space. So luckily from those we are shielded by the atmosphere, and the atmosphere also acts as a detector, because what we are doing in astronomy, gamma ray astronomy, is we're using the atmosphere and we're building telescopes to image what happens when this gamma ray hits the atmosphere. It hits nuclei and it creates a shower of particles. And these particles then move very, very fast and they emit a special kind of optical light, bluish light, which we then detect. So in this indirect means, we can detect gamma rays from outer space, we determine their energy, determine also their direction, and in this way we can study some of the most violent phenomena in the universe. Because these gamma rays come from regions in space where it's so violent, it's very energetic, particles are accelerated to relativistic speeds, they move at the speed of light almost, 0.99999 c, and very energetic and violent phenomena that we can then in
so things like sort of black holes colliding,
exactly.
Supernovas,
right, explosions and light and all these, yeah, very violent phenomena.
And so we detect these using what kind of instruments, and where are these instruments?
So there's a few major telescope collaborations. One is called HESS, the High Energy Stereoscopic System, which is located in Namibia, and it's consisting of four mid-sized telescopes, 13 meters in diameter, and then there's one big one in the middle, it's about 30 meters across. And those guys look at the optical light called Cherenkov light, very blue, faint, short-duration flashes that come as secondary signals from these primary gamma rays. And then there's one in the US called Veritas, and there's one in the Canary Islands called MAGIC. All these things stand for long names that has to do with gamma ray astronomy.
But now you're based in Potchefstroom.
Yes.
So does this mean that you go to Namibia quite a lot?
I have been there. I go there sometimes. We have students going there, but I'm also doing theoretical studies. So it's not just the data part. Many people are involved and doing all kinds of data analysis, data collecting, but then other people sit down and look at the data and see, what does the spectrum tell me? What does, let's say, the arrival times of photons and the light curves you get and so forth tell me about the astrophysics? So we're interested in the physics of the astronomical sources.
So nowadays, you know, people don't just look at one particular wavelength or one particular kind of particle. You know, we do multi-wavelength astronomy. And so you're one part of that, aren't you, amongst the whole family of different kinds of astronomers and different kinds of instruments in South Africa and Southern Africa.
Definitely. So my late professor had the saying that if you look at an elephant, but only at the hair on its trunk, you won't actually understand the full beast. You have to look in optical, you have to look in radio, low energy, you have to look in X-rays, and then also now gamma rays, make a nice full picture, a textured and colored picture. And nowadays we talk about multi-messenger astronomy as well. So you just don't look at photons on their own, but at gravitational waves, at neutrinos, at particles, cosmic rays. Those are particles coming from outer space as well. And we can start to measure them, very high energy particles. And so if you put all of this together, you get a feel for what's out there and what's going on in those extreme
then
forests.
You can see the whole elephant.
Exactly.
It's just extraordinary, you know, finding out more and more about what's going on in astronomy in South Africa. You just wouldn't believe how much astronomy and physics there is here.
Absolutely, and I think also there's a very rich history in the context of what we've been hearing. Basically see that there's been decades of work leading up to this moment. And it's a golden age in astronomy right now, that there's lots of people that are partaking, and also on the international scene, we are actually partaking and making good contributions there. So it's a proud moment for us, and we're standing on the shoulders of giants that have been going before us.
Thank you very much, Professor Christo Venter, for telling us about gamma ray physics happening here in South Africa.
My
thank
absolute
you.
It's a pleasure, thanks.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.